Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And today we're going to talk about overcoming doubt and unbelief. God wants you to walk by faith. It is through our faith that we possess the promises of God in our life. You know, we're to be believers, not doubters. We're not to draw back in unbelief. God's not going to have pleasure in us if we draw back. We are to walk by faith, not by sight, and we need to eliminate unbelief. Remember that when you're born again, you are a brand new creation. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is the new you, and because Christ is in you, you now live by the faith of the Son of God. You have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ because you have His Spirit. And now with that faith, you are to walk in line with His Word. And you are a believer. You should not let doubt or unbelief come into you in any area. Doubt and unbelief will steal the blessings of God. Now, with that general spirit of faith, you need specific faith on the subjects of the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you receive the Word, it comes into your heart, written in your heart by the Holy Spirit, and it produces faith in subject after subject, area after area of the Word of God. Also, the Word is written in your mind, and that produces hope. The Holy Spirit takes the Word, writes it in your heart, and in your mind. And we need to maintain faith and not let unbelief come in. And we need to maintain that hope. If you let doubt get a hold of you, then you will move away from the hope of the gospel. God says, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. We're to continue grounded and settled in the faith. So we need to eliminate these things. And it's very important that we deal with unbelief or doubt in our life. Otherwise, we're not going to be receiving the promises of God. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, Moses answered and said, behold, they will not believe me nor hearken unto my voice. They wouldn't believe him. They wouldn't hearken unto his voice. We need to believe what God's word says. We need to believe the Lord. If he said his word, then that has settled it. It is so. And we're going to choose to believe his word. We're going to act upon his word. And it said that they would not hearken unto his voice. If you believe God, then you're going to do what he tells you to do. You're going to hearken unto his voice and be obedient unto him. That shows the fact that you truly do believe on the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31, here in the wilderness, they'd seen how the Lord had done all the provision for them. And yet, it says in verse 32, in this thing you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in and fire by night, to show you by what way you should go in a cloud by day. They did not believe the Lord their God, who went before them. I'll tell you, God has prepared the way for us through Jesus Christ. His word is the way. They did signs and wonders, they led them about, and yet they still did not believe the Lord their God. Well, Jesus has accomplished everything for us, and we now have the word of the covenant, and we are to walk in line with that word. We are to believe his word, and we are to receive the promises of God and see the power of God work in our life. In 2 Kings 17, verse 14, he says, notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the necks of their father, who did not believe in the Lord their God. If you get hardened and you start rejecting his word, you will allow that unbelief to get a hold of you. Do not let unbelief get into you. Remember in Matthew 13, 58, here at Nazareth, Jesus could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. In Romans 11, verse 20, it talks about because of their unbelief that they were broken off. You cannot afford unbelief. You choose to believe God's Word, whether you feel like it, whether you see anything going on. God's Word is the truth. And as you act upon the Word and release your faith, then the Lord is going to watch over His Word to perform it. The angels of God will hearken unto the voice of the Word that you are confessing, and they will bring it into manifestation. In Numbers chapter 20, verse 12, the Lord spake to Moses and Aaron, and He said, Because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Here they didn't believe Him, and how was it? Because they didn't do what God said. They did not act on His Word. If you don't believe God and do what His Word says, they weren't brought into the land. You're not going to be brought into your land. You're not going to enter into the promises of God in your life. You know, we need to be quick to believe. We shouldn't have that stubborn, hard-hearted attitude or be resistant to the Word of God. We need to be quick to believe. In Mark chapter 16, here in verse 11, it says, When they heard that Jesus was alive and He had been seen of her, speaking of Mary who came and reported that He was alive, it said they believed not. After that, He appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And as they went and told another residue, neither believed they them. Here, one had been a witness, then two more, and they still did not believe. Then in verse 14, afterward He appeared unto the leaven as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. We need to believe what God's Word says. We need to believe the testimony of others who have acted on God's Word. Don't be slow to believe. Don't be slow of heart to believe God's Word. You need to trust in God and believe His Word. Remember Thomas in John chapter 20, verse 25. Here's where the disciples were gathered together, and he said, except I see in His hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe. That's a stubborn attitude. Don't let that attitude get a hold of you. Some people say, unless I see God do something, I'm not going to believe. You need to believe in order to see. As you believe God's Word, then He will perform it. Thomas, of course, he was resistant to believing on the truth of what the disciples, what those others had spoken to him. And so finally Jesus came in there. The door was being shut, stood in the midst, and said peace to them. And then He said specifically to Thomas, He said, Reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. Otherwise, he was going to be able to feel, he was going to be able to touch, he was going to be able to see. And He said, Be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said, My Lord and my God. And then Jesus said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Well, we don't see Him, but we believe. We believe the Word of God. You believe in order to see the promises of God come to pass in your life. In fact, in Psalms 27:13, David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Notice that. He didn't say see to believe. He said, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. If we're going to believe God's Word, and then He's going to bring it to pass. John 6, verse 30, here's where they said, What sign showest thou that we may see and believe thee? Don't be one of those Christians that has to see before you believe. That's the Thomas type of attitude, and that is faithless. Jesus said He was faithless. You believe God's Word, and you act upon it, you take hold of the promise, you do what His Word says, and you expect to know that God is going to bring it to pass in your life. Back John 12, verse 37-38, here there were so many miracles done before them, and yet they believed not on Him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? You know, many times people have seen God do some miracles in their life and answer prayer and bring forth some promises, and yet the next time they turn around and have a problem, they get into doubt and unbelief and wavering again. If God's done some performance of His Word in your life and done miracles or answered prayer for you, you need to believe. If you've seen Him move in your life once, you know He's going to move every time. If you've seen Him perform His Word once, you know He's going to do it every time. Don't be one of those who draw back into unbelief so easily. In Acts chapter 19, here was Paul. He went in the synagogue. He was speaking boldly, disputing, persuading the things concerning the kingdom. But then the people got hardened, and they believed not. When people won't believe, they have hardened themselves. And that is a dangerous place to be in. Eliminate that unbelief. Do not let unbelief get into you. Remember in Matthew 17, verse 20, when the disciples couldn't cast out the demons, and they said, why couldn't we cast them out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Because of their unbelief, they were not doing the works of God. They were not casting out the spirits. And it's important that we deal with that. You know, in Mark 11:23, the Bible says, if you say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say. If you will speak and believe and not doubt or differ in your heart, you've got to believe. Don't doubt. Don't let the enemy come in. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 1 that if you're wavering, you can't receive anything of the Lord because you're unstable in all of your ways. You know, the testimony of Abraham was that he did not stagger at the promise of God in Romans 4 through any kind of unbelief. He didn't stagger, but he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Now, why does a person get into unbelief? It's because of the devil coming into their mind. The Bible says the god of this world's blinded the minds of them that believe not, in 2 Corinthians 4:4. He is the one who blinds our mind or brings negative thoughts of doubt and unbelief into our mind. Don't let the devil have place. In Hebrews chapter 3, it says in verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. They were actually departing from fellowship with God because of their evil heart of unbelief. And they got hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You know, we're going to be a partaker of Christ if we hold fast our confidence steadfast unto the end. If we believe, we're going to enter in. But they did not enter into the promises because of their unbelief. God has made you a believer, and you need to act upon it. You need to believe on God's word. Believe and do what his word says. Hearken to his voice. Obey what he tells you to do, and he will bring his promises to pass in your life. And then you will enter in and see the goodness of the Lord manifest in you. Well, we're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. Believe and act on God's word. God bless you.